This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours, but it is a 4-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, where we have hundreds upon hundreds of affiliates. Thank you all so much to people tuned in and locked in on the free Odyssey app. And thank you to all my friends listening on SiriusXM Channel 158. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. More importantly, I'm being joined by you. You at work, you at home, you going somewhere you're not supposed to go. I don't care. It's none of my business. I'm just glad that you're here. 855-212-4CBS is the number. You can find me everywhere online. I am at JR Sport Brief, and we've already had a busy show. We talked about Jim Irsay, the hiring of Jeff Saturday as his new head coach, someone who has zero experience coaching in the NFL or even college. We talked about Josh McDaniels with the Raiders, and by the way, they released Jonathan Abram. What else is new? It's like every Mayock draft pick has been shown the door, and Josh McDaniels, he needs to get shown the door too. And as we continue on with the show, Kyrie Irving has sat down with Adam Silver. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones opening up his yap about someone that he wants to add to his team. Los Angeles Lakers are in the, well, they aren't in the pits. They are the pits. They are dump. And so we got a lot to do. We do have some callers who've been waiting patiently. I want to allow them a voice to speak and voice their opinions. And then I want to tell you about Jerry Jones. Did he put salt on a Egg McMuffin? Probably, but that's not what we're going to talk about. Is he taking odd photos with fans? Maybe we're not going to talk about that. Is someone running around saying that they are his child? Maybe, probably, but we're not going to talk about that. Let's talk to you, and then I'll tell you what Jerry Jones said. 855-212-4CBS. Doug is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Doug?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Excellent.
I just wanted to tell you, first and foremost, I thought it was comical when the guy called to complain about the NBA games, and you asked him if he had NBA League Pass, and he didn't, so that was great. But the Jeff Saturday hire, like, why is everybody so down on him?
Are you you know the answer to that, right?
Well, no, I just, if you want to hear me out, he was undrafted, and then he was cut. He was a four-time All-Pro. He played 13 seasons in the NFL, 6 Pro Bowls, Super Bowl champion with the Colts, 10 years as a consultant for the Colts, and 10 years as an NFL analyst with ESPN. Like, I know this is CBS Radio. I get it, but I was listening to ESPN Radio. Like, where's the respect for, like, the people that work for you guys? Like, what else would he have to do to be qualified to be an NFL coach?
I don't know. Actually, coach.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know. What am I supposed to say? I can sit down and tell you I've been watching football all my life, and I've been talking about it professionally. I ain't Jeff Saturday. So what does that mean? I can be an assistant on his team? Like, what does that mean?
No, but I guess why not, like, say, hey, this guy could actually go in there, do good things, right? And then they talked about, like, the Rooney Rule. I mean, most, like, interim coaches don't get hired. So he's going to go in there. If he does well, he does well. But why is everyone, like, bashing him? I guess that's my question.
I don't think anybody's bashing him. People are being honest. He has yet to coach an NFL game. He's yet to coach a college game. He has yet to work as an assistant. He hasn't been on the sidelines. I mean, I can read you off his resume the same way that you just did. None of that is going to amount to him being a coach. I just mentioned to you a coach in Las Vegas who has worked with one of the greatest coaches of all time. This happens to be Josh McDaniels.
Uh-huh.
He had an opportunity with the Broncos. He sucked.
Yep.
He has an opportunity right now. He's coaching the
he's
Raiders.
Failing.
He's correct. He's failing.
Yep.
And that's someone who's coached at the highest level. And so, yeah, if you want to think outside the box, there's nothing wrong with that.
I was just saying, like, let's give Jeff Saturday a chance. Like, you guys work with him. He's a colleague. And he has the credentials. Let's give him a chance and see.
No, he doesn't have those.
That's all.
He has football credentials. Everybody is going to.
You know what, JR, I appreciate you. I do. I'm going to call back in about 6 weeks.
No, stop. Doug. I'm not asking.
Listen
to me. I'm glad that you like me. Listen, I'm not asking you to call me back and be Miss Cleo. I'm not telling you that there's no chance in hell that Jeff Saturday works. But you thinking that I hope it does too. But you telling me or not understanding, ain't nobody bashing Jeff Saturday. People are looking at the choice and the decision, and they are saying you probably had better options. He wants to
Who do you think would have been a better option?
Nobody. Yeah. Well, he has a couple of head coaches on his staff. Okay?
Reggie Wayne.
You asked me a question. Can I answer it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Reggie Wayne is a first-time coach. He would have been more qualified from a coaching perspective than Jeff Saturday, okay? You have Gus Bradley on the team. You have John Fox on the team. You don't necessarily
I didn't.
Remember that from the 80s, the commercial, The More You Know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it would help if you knew more before you called me. Sheesh. Who would he have hired? I don't know. Maybe the two or three guys on the team were already coached. Gus Bradley had his chance. Remember him in Jacksonville? He stunk. John Fox has had success in the league, but he's older. I don't think he would want the job. What are we supposed to do here? Huh? What are we supposed to do? Ain't nobody bashing Jeff Saturday. It's common freaking sense to go. There are people more qualified if you wanted to give somebody the job. That's it. This could work out. It could not work out. The odds of it working out are slim. If it works out, I'm going to call you back, JR, in 5 years and tell you good. If it makes you feel better, it's a possibility. I ain't throwing it out the window. But it's not the most likely of things. And so what happens if Jeff Saturday only coaches to the end of the year and he goes back to ESPN? You going to call me back and say, hey, JR was wrong? I'd be happy to be wrong. I ain't Miss Cleo. If I could sit here and predict the future, I wouldn't be on CBS Sports Radio. I would have been in California having won that $2 billion or whatever the hell they're giving away with the Powerball. So if it makes you feel better to say, oh, my God, I'm going to call JR and tell him I was right. And good for you. What do you want me to send you, a care package and some cookies? Anything that makes you feel good. 855-212-4CBS. Dominic is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dom?
Yeah, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. You know, I just wanted to call, and you were talking about the Raiders, and You know, I'm just so sick of everybody who's making decisions for this organization, you know, even the owner and the general manager. Everybody, I just think, needs to go. I mean, why did we get rid of Rich Bisaccia and Gus Bradley, who got us to the playoffs, to replace them with these jokers? And then we add Chandler Jones. We add Davante Adams. We got better on paper. We were talking about a deep playoff run before the season, and now we're the laughingstock of the league. We can't hold a 17-point lead every week. This is unacceptable. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of watching this.
You're not going to be a Raiders fan anymore?
No, I'm not. I would never say that, JR, but I'm venting my frustration. Now, things got to change from the owner down. This is just not acceptable.
Well, people will tell you that Mark Davis is, this sounds crazy to say, Mark Davis is the poorest owner in the NFL. But he happens to be owning a team in one of the most, I would say, glamorous of locations in Las Vegas. What are you going to do? Fire him? Or are we gonna bring his dad back? I don't know what to do unless the team goes up for sale. This is going to be the MO. It's going to be crazy. He hired a guy who was on television to run his team. Come on now. What else am I supposed to – what else can I say after that? Nothing. Not a damn thing. He really hired Mike Mayock to run his team. He drafted all of these guys. They just cut Abram today. And he got fired over the summertime. Raiders are crazy. But the Raiders are so cool. They gave me a tour of the stadium earlier this year. Oh, my God. You walk through the stadium, Allegiant Field. It is so amazing. The aesthetic is so damn cool. The silver, the black, the white, the matte, everything is so sleek. You walk in there and you walk out and you say, man, the Raiders are cool. Everything is cool. The fans are cool. I met a gorilla. What's his name? Not McGilla Gorilla. My apologies. I met a guy named the Executioner. We took a photo. Me and the Executioner and the Thrilla the Gorilla, we took a picture, and it was amazing. I went into the locker room. The locker room is so cool. I was like, I would love to be a Raiders fan. But why would I do that to myself? I love the Raiders. I do. I really do. Maybe one day I can rob a bank and I can buy them from Mark Davis. I'll try my best, people. If I rob the bank, don't tell anybody. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of owners, I can't buy this guy's team. Can't do it. Team is like, has a worth of $8 billion. I don't have $8 billion. I'm trying to think if I know anybody to ask. I don't even know anybody to ask. I'd have to talk to some of my friends in Saudi Arabia, and that would be dangerous for me. This man, Jerry Jones, has opened up his yap about his 6-2 football team. We know about the Dallas Cowboys this year. Dak Prescott goes down with his thumb. Here comes Jerry Jones talking about, I'd like to have a quarterback controversy. It's like, sit down. If I have a quarterback controversy, that means that the team is doing good. I'll just shut up.
That went far.
Yeah, that lasted until Dak could grip a football. Yeah, it lasted a long time. And so now Dak is back. The offense is still trying to, quote-unquote, churn. Ezekiel Elliott, unfortunately, dealing with another injury. People are running around saying, hey, Pollard needs to take the job. Jerry Jones is running around telling everybody when Zeke comes back, it's going to be Zeke's job. We get it. And so the Dallas Cowboys, throughout the course of this year, they have been trying to work the offense. It was only a couple of seasons ago that before his ankle got torn to shreds, that Dak Prescott was on his way to like a 6,000-yard passing season. Well, CeeDee Lamb has not stepped all the way up. Michael Gallup is still recovering from his injury. Amari Cooper, for all his good and bads, he was mostly good when he played, and now he ain't in Dallas. He's in Cleveland. And so the Dallas Cowboys' prolific offense is prolific no more. It's rather average, and a lot of the yardage is pretty much split on the ground in the air. It's not a prolific passing game right now. And we don't have a time machine. You're not going to pull Jason Witten out of the star and say, hey, man, give me 10 catches for 100 and two TDs. Not happening. It's no Des Bryant. It ain't no Michael Irvin. We can go back and back. There's no Drew Pearson. And none of this is happening. But there is a guy who's also coming off of an injury who Jerry Jones, he might try to reach for. That's Odell Beckham Jr. And so Jerry Jones was on his weekly hit on The Fan in Dallas, 105.3, and Jerry Jones had this to say.
Odell is someone that we have all the appreciation in the world for what he is as a competitor. I know that the cowboy star on that helmet, when he puts it on, could look pretty good. We should be aware that he's coming off this injury, but he showed he can do it and do it well last year. So that would go in the mix real good. His past dealing with adversity, if you will, of injury rehab, I think that tells you a lot.
Basically, Jerry Jones said, I don't care if this man had to have his knee cut open 8 times. I'm bringing him in. Does Jerry Jones have the key to life here? Does he have the fountain of youth? How many times does Odell Beckham Jr. unfortunately have to be injured before Jerry Jones says, okay, man, you don't even have a kneecap? And sure, Odell's going to come on and help some team. Michael Parsons went on social media and he was just like, yeah, come talk to me, man. Let's do this. It would be nice. It's a glamour franchise. People want to put that star on the side of their helmet. They want to play for the Dallas Cowboys. They want to be America's team. It's like being shortstop or center fielder for the Yankees. It's like being the star player for the Los Angeles Lakers. There's a couple of positions that you just go, damn it, I'd love to do it. Quarterback for the Cowboys, shortstop for the Yankees, play for the Lakers. Am I missing a position, Shep?
No, I think you got everything. I mean, center field and shortstop. I mean, Mickey and Jeter, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. Odell, Dallas Cowboys. I named you some of the names. Michael Irvin, Drew Pearson, Jason Witten, tight end. Odell? Odell wants to win another Super Bowl, right? He wants to actually play in a Super Bowl. Well, he actually wants to complete a Super Bowl this time, right? Is the Dallas Cowboys the move for that? Don't the Dallas Cowboys go to the playoffs and lose to, I don't know, the 49ers? Don't the Dallas Cowboys win? Oh, well, it's been a long time. I think there might be better options, right? It's been reported that Odell Beckham Jr. will be ready to roll by the time, I don't know, mid-December comes. Is he going to be at full strength? Unlikely. You're bringing this guy in to hope that he can, you know, take some attention away from some of your other offensive weapons, some of your other receivers, and every now and then bust out a huge one. That's it. It's not going to be huge expectations for any team that he goes to. And if Odell is to go to the Cowboys, wouldn't the expectations be through the roof? People are going to look at this guy and expect him to get 100 yards receiving every single game. That's not a reality. Especially not with the guys he'd be playing with right now. Odell Beckham Jr., yeah, Jerry Jones, it'd be nice if Odell was on the team, but he wouldn't necessarily be a full Dallas Cowboys fix. He wouldn't be. Odell would be good. Go to Buffalo. I don't even know if I'd love to see him with the Ravens. That would just be cool. But would that work? I mean, they would look for the world. Lamar Jackson's been looking for that number one receiver forever. And that Odell? No. Put too much expectations on that man. Odell needs to go to Buffalo. He needs to ride the gravy train, have some good passes here and there, participate in the offense, and keep it moving. Similar to what he did last year with the Rams. We knew who the guy was, and it was a perfect situation for him. The guy was Cooper Kupp. Odell had his moments, but he was able to fit in. He was able to contribute, unfortunately, until his knee gave way again. Odell to the Dallas Cowboys looks good, sounds good, logo looks good, lots of attention, big team, big money, big personalities all over the place, big winning, not so much. I know the Buffalo Bills have had their own issues with winning over the past 30-plus years, but at least they're in a positive direction to be favorites to do so. I don't know if I want to see Odell with the Cowboys. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls when we come back on the other side of the break. And then, speaking of coaches, how about this? College basketball is underway. We had a head coach who just quit on his team right before the opening game. Nothing worse than a quitter, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. No quit here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, that's good that you're hooked on this show, man. There's worse things that you could be hooked on. The good things you could be hooked on, you could be hooked on my show. You could be hooked on Phonics. I won't mention the bad things you could be hooked on. But anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The lines are busy. We ain't got no NBA. Got no Major League Baseball. We got college basketball started. There's college football on tonight. I was watching Ball State. What's on here in the studio? I guess I still am. What am I looking at? Yeah, Ball State and Toledo. I woke up this morning and I said, damn it, I can't wait to see that game. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale and talk to Michael. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS. What's up?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm amazing.
Yes, you are, and I just want to let you know, most of the time I don't call in, but I listen to your show almost all the time, and I know you know football, and I know you know what you're talking about, but I briefly, before the football season started, I didn't know if you recall talking to me, and I was telling you about Tua on my Dolphins, and I was telling you what he would do if you put the right pieces around him, and now I hear a lot of the Tua haters saying, oh, yeah, he's a good quarterback. Yeah, he's the right fit. But I already seen that before this season started, that Tua just got a rough start with the Dolphins. And now that he's got the pieces in place that he needs, he's actually undefeated when starting the game and finishing the game with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm aware of everything that you just said, yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. I say with the new two pieces that they just added, I think that we are ready to go up against any team toe-to-toe. And one thing I wanted to ask you, JR, do you think that the slow start with the Dolphins had something to do with the former coach, or you think it just was him finding the right setting?
Ain't nobody thinking about Brian Flores. The Miami Dolphins had to deal with Tua Tagovailoa getting knocked silly. That's what it is, okay?
So it was basically the offense.
Well, yeah. Teddy Bridgewater got knocked silly, and they had to throw out a guy who I don't even remember his name. Come on now. Who's thinking? Whoa, Mike. You asked me a question. Can I answer it?
Go right ahead.
You asked me whether or not the team had a slow start because of Brian Flores or because of what was the other option you gave me? Because of Tua? Is that what you said?
Because of Tua, but a lot of people were there because he was so quick to pull Tua out of the game.
No. You know how fast NFL players get over things? Ain't nobody thinking about Brian Flores when Mike McDaniel's in the building. Here's the situation. What happened yesterday is done. It's finished. It's a wrap. Every NFL player moves on into the next season thinking about his own behind, his own NFL mortality. They're not going backwards. And so to think that Brian Flores has had Tua Tagovailoa scarred is old news. There is no Ryan Fitzpatrick here. He's not being called off of the bench to relieve Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah, Tua's great. He's healthy. I hope he stays healthy. I don't think it is some wild statement to go, oh, my God, he has Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and now he has an excellent opportunity to win. What's so outrageous about that? It makes sense. He's also healthy. That's a nice combination. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is calling from North Carolina.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man.
I just want to make a comment on the situation you were talking about, why minority, they're not a lot of minority coaches in the NFL. I say NFL stands for Negroes Finish Last. And you can see it all the time we've been watching that sport. You don't see any black coaches. From Dennis Green, I can't even name anymore, you know? It's sad, but the players on the field are predominantly African American, and it's sad to see that. And you see these coaches, like you were saying, getting more chances, and they failing. I don't understand it. It's like dummies with a lot of money don't know what to do with it, and it's sad. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you, Rob, for calling from North Carolina. Yeah, we know there's not. Black representation in the head coaching ranks when you think about what the actual player pool looks like. The only black head coaches, unless I'm missing somebody right now, obviously you have Mike Tomlin with the Steelers. You have Lovie Smith, who just got this job with the Texans. We know that's not going to be a long job. And then Todd Bowles, he just got the job with Tampa. And so, yes, it's an ongoing issue. It's an ongoing problem. We've discussed this enough with the Rooney Rule, which is it's not doing what it's intended to do. You got Brian Flores, who we're going to find out what his lawsuit says. And by the way, there is no Rooney Rule for an in-season hire. So the situation with Jeff Saturday doesn't necessarily apply. But the overall premise, it typically does. You know, people hire who they're used to, who they know, who they trust. And unless you do this over the course or a period of time, nothing changes. Reggie Wayne is in the building. He got more coaching experience than Jeff Saturday, but hey, guess who's his buddy? Or guess who his buddy is? That's Jeff Saturday. Now, it'd be nice. This is something that takes time to change, but the NFL has failed at doing so. You want to know why? Because the NFL as a whole doesn't care, and the people who make the decisions are the billionaires who own the team. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mac is here from Buffalo. What's up?
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, you're live. Hello? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm live. This is just a little static. Oh, how are you?
I'm good. Go ahead. Quickly, please.
Good. I'll go quickly. I have two comments and a question. I have one comment and a question. I think ODJ's best place to be is the Buffalo Bills because the Buffalo Bills, aside from the billionaires, but I think the Buffalo Bills really care about their members, and you don't see McDermott or anyone from the Buffalo Bills talking at him as if he should come and as if he is still a senior on a football team. because he's not a senior. It's a good place for him to retire. He don't want to crash up his knees and be in a roller walker forever. So I'm
you
sure
talking
he doesn't
about
do that.
The Bills head coach, Sean McDermott?
No, no, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Odell Beckham Jr. I'm saying that it's the best place for him because the Buffalo Bills really care about their members of the team.
Got
and
it.
That's what the people who come to Buffalo, they call us the city of good neighbors and all this other stuff.
Okay,
but I
what's
think
the,
that's
what's
what
the
they
question?
Really like. My okay. second question is, do you see more turmoil in the NFL this year than in past years? It just seems so cray-cray. I'm using a term that the high school students use, but it just seems so crazy. Maybe I've just never looked at it as closely as you would. The last
give me,
thing I'm going to say
give me
is that the best is yet to come for you.
Give me examples.
But it's just crazy.
No, what's
I mean,
crazy?
Even before the start of the season, there was that guy who raped was no. Even no. before the start of the season, there was
I
a guy,
can't
I can't remember his name, so tragic to my head and not to my heart. But there was a guy who was accused of raping all of these women. And then even the Buffalo Bills had consideration of a man who was accused
okay.
of rape.
Okay, okay.
Staying on the rape thing. But then I'm talking about the injuries, the concussions, the issues
well,
with the coaches.
Well, Mac.
Is that just normal?
Yes, it is normal. I must remind you, there was a guy who was killing people and playing on Sundays. You remember him?
Yeah, but I don't remember the name.
Oh, let's,
I'm just wondering,
Google
I'm like, is this just
no,
normal
it's,
stuff?
It is. And thank
is
you,
it
Mac.
It's normal with the, and okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Right, bye-bye. Mac is right next door to me in Buffalo. I'm in Rochester right now. Hi, Mac.
So if you go missing, we know why.
And don't give nobody no ideas, please.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a smooth hour away. I get my whip, I beat in no time.
That was interesting, even for Mac.
Yeah. Is the NFL always this crazy? You ever heard of Aaron Hernandez?
Oh.
Sheesh. You see what Alvin Kamara happened in the offseason? I can go Alvin Kamara, Brian Flores.
Sharper.
Oh, my God. Was that this offseason? Because he's been on trial forever.
Yeah, Carruth, yeah.
Oh, no, you're going for, I'm just thinking about the past year.
Gotcha.
I'm thinking we could probably even chop that down. We can look at probably the last, what month are we in, November?
The guy that has a popular Twitter account, you know who I'm talking about.
Somebody who has a popular Twitter is doing something wild in the NFL?
Well, he has a cult following these days. He's a parody
he's
on SNL.
Still plays?
No. We're talking way, but just think Bronco.
A Denver Bronco?
Well, a Bronco chase.
Oh, O.J. Simpson?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I'm still, yeah, I saw O.J., well, Elon Musk bought Twitter and O.J. saying he needs to be verified. Oh, my God. Oh, man. O.J. doesn't have more memorabilia to rob.
You'd be surprised, J.R., how many people legitimately take O.J. at face value.
No.
And really, honestly,
no.
value what he has to say.
No.
There's a lot of people that believe in OJ because he speaks an unfiltered truth. I certainly don't, but there's a lot of people that follow him and religiously at that.
I remember when OJ first tweeted. I guess I don't, but I remember the moment. It was just like, why does OJ Simpson have Twitter? And who is doing this for him? Who is sitting around helping OJ Simpson to monetize Twitter? Who's doing that? I'm going to find out who it is.
Good question.
No, I'm going to find out. You know, it's not hard for me to find out. I'm going to find out who it is. And I'm going to do nothing because I don't want a damn thing to do with OJ. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. And then, well, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Continuing on with your calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Obviously, a lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions on Jeff Saturday. Obviously, a lot of thoughts and opinions on Odell Beckham Jr. and where he should pretty much go to next. Jerry Jones says, I think he'd be great for the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, that's fine. That's good. I think Odell should go to the Buffalo Bills, but who says that he wants to go play up in that freezing-ass place? I need to be careful. I'm right down the road. Let me watch my mouth. I'm here in Rochester, New York. Anyway, I'm going to take more of your calls. When we get to the top of the hour, I do need to give you an update on the opposite of cold. This is a team that plays, well, they're a team that plays on the West Coast, playing a warm, dry climate. But they are cold as ice. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. If you thought trading Russell Westbrook was the main idea, what about Anthony Davis? We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. Let's talk to you right now. Dan is calling from Richmond, Virginia. What's up, Shaka Bottom? Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? This is Dan from Richmond. I love your show, brother.
Thank you. When's the last time you've been in Shaka Bottom?
I tried to stay up out of there. It's dangerous down there.
I know. That's why I asked. But go ahead, Dan.
No, sir. Hey, I had called you about 2 weeks ago. You asked about the most disappointing team, and I told you it was the Indianapolis Colts. Then I wake up this morning or last night, and I hear this Jeff Saturday hiring, and it pretty much says what I said 2 weeks ago. This team is a bust. You know what I'm saying? But I'm an official Dallas Cowboy fan. I know you like the Eagles. And I heard you busting our chops earlier, so I just wanted to get on and remind you, hey, we're going to get with y'all.
What do you mean I like the Eagles? Like, what do you mean I like? What?
You're not from Philly?
Oh, I was born there. What does that mean? I was born there. I lived in New York. I live in Atlanta. I travel the country. I like everybody. I don't give a damn. I don't care.
You like the Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, I know the people. Yeah, let me tell you all the teams I like. You ready?
I like the Cowboys.
No, I don't care about them. I like the I like the Jets. I like the Falcons. I like the Eagles. I like the Raiders. I like the Chargers. I like the Vikings. Did I leave anybody out?
You like Dallas too, deep down.
Oh no, not really. But go ahead.
No, I'm done, JR. I just love your show, man. Just wanted to call and holler at you. And go ahead and do what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Well, Dan, since you don't like Shaka Bottom, next time I'm in Richmond, I meet you out at Short Pump, okay?
Yeah, that's even better. Short Pump Town Center.
Okay, yeah. Dan likes to keep it safe. Appreciate you, Dan. I'll meet you right outside the Apple Store. 855-212-4CBS. Them Apple Store people will hustle you, though. Gonna charge you $50 for a consultation. That's a different type of hustle. Ali is calling from Miami. What's up, Ali?
What's good, my brother? Yo, love your show as always. You know, I've been listening in. You know, you already know, man. You know, I'm a Miami Dolphins, you know, diehard. You know, I see a lot of people been talking about, you know, Tua or whatnot. They're doing their thing. He's putting up some great numbers when it comes to his numbers. I mean, it's the last time we've seen numbers like this, like Dan Marino era, right? But, you know, I'm a realist. What I want to ask you is, yo, what do you think the Dolphins need to do to come out that AFC East, right? After watching Buffalo and Jets beat each other up, Jets came, you know, winners out of that. You know, I really need to know, yo, what do we need to do? We just added Chubbs on our D.
They got to pray that Josh Allen is hurt, and I don't know if anybody wants to do that because that's in poor taste.
No, I'm not saying what other teams need to do. I'm saying what the Dolphins need to do with themselves, right?
Nothing.
What are you using
to bruh, nothing. I think it's going to be a few years. The Miami Dolphins are going to go to the playoffs, okay? They're going to get in as a wild card. If they should win the AFC East, then God bless them, that means the Buffalo Bills faltered. But I think the Dolphins will go to the playoffs this year, and after that, it's pretty much a crapshoot. I think they're
If you remember, you know, Tua was like, yo, we're not scared to talk about Super Bowl right now.
Good.
Like,
good for him.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I remember we talked about it. You were like, nah, there's no way they're coming out the East. I remember you were saying that, right? You were like, Buffalo.
Yes.
But now a lot of people have changed their minds. And I really feel like, you know, like that we could really come out the East and go to the Super Bowl, man. really challenge these AFC teams. When it comes to our passing game,
wow,
we're better than the Chiefs. We're better than the Bills. And
better than the Chiefs.
Yes, when it comes to the passing game, I think we're definitely better than that.
Let me tell you, our
secondary.
Call me that is accurate because the team is still giving up about 25 per. You call me back and tell me that the Dolphins have a better passing game than the Chiefs. Call me when they do win the AFC. Okay, call me then.
I definitely will, my brother.
Okay.
I appreciate you. Love you.
No doubt about it. Appreciate you, Ali. I'm not saying that. I'm ready to tell you. What would I sound like if I sat here and said, Tua Tagovailoa and his passing game, all that, they're better than what the Chiefs got. Call me when Tua is better than Patrick Mahomes. Last night right here on the show, we had Orlando Brown Jr., and he sang the praises of Patrick Mahomes and what he's able to do. Leading the league in passing, and he doesn't have Tyreek Hill. He's spreading the rock around. And I'm supposed to sit here and agree? I can't say that. It'd be a hell of a story if Tua Tagovailoa went to the Super Bowl. That'd be one hell of a story. This man went from being knocked out in the back of an ambulance all the way to the Super Bowl. Oh, NFL would love it. See? Head injuries aren't that serious. Tua's in the Super Bowl. If the Cincinnati Bengals can wake up with Joe Burrow and he can roll from a national championship to a busted out leg to the Super Bowl, then why can't Tua Tagovailoa? I'm not going to say it's not going to happen, but it is unlikely. Who you trusting in the shootout? AFC championship game. Divisional game. Are you looking at Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins, or are you taking the Chiefs? Yeah, they choked last year. They took their foot off the gas against the Cincinnati Bengals. Who you legitimately taking? Let me know when Tua beats them. If that were to happen, if that were to be the case, then you can't do nothing but give them all the credit in the world. Not right now, though. Dolphins passing attack better than the Chiefs? Nah. Not yet. Maybe not even at the end of the year. I'm not prepared to say that, damn it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get ready to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls. The lines have been bumping. Of course they are. They always bump here. And then I'm also going to talk to you about the Los Angeles Lakers. Because Russell Westbrook isn't the only dude who needs to get the boot. Shout out to all my folks in the boot. I love Louisiana. I love the Saints, too. Another one of the teams that I love. I like the Superdome. I like the Saints. I like the food. I like Chapatulas. I like it all. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.